Tip can go freely to fortune and happiness. He knows that. But if you think that money can never pay me back for losing the little child, who came to the forge and always the best of friends? He could not continue. Dear, good Joe, I was so ready to leave you, and so ungrateful to you. I can see you now, with your strong blacksmith's arm in front of your eyes, and your shoulders shaking, and tears on your cheeks. But at the time I was so excited by my good luck that I forgot what I owed to Joe. Mr. Jaggers clearly thought Joe was a fool for refusing money, and left the house, reminding me to go straight to his office in London in a week's time. Joe told Biddy what had happened, and both congratulated me. They were very quiet and sad at first, because I would be leaving them, but I promised I would never forget them, and would often return to visit them. Biddy tried to explain the good news to my sister, but the poor woman could not understand. As Joe and Biddy became a little more cheerful, discussing my possible plans for the future, I became more miserable. Now that I could be a gentleman, as I had always wished, I was not sure if I wanted to leave my home, which was full of happy memories. That week passed slowly. I took a last walk through the churchyard to the marshes. At least I need never think about my convict again. No doubt he was dead by now.